Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos.
Still enjoying it, John.
And believe it or not, and I say this, Supervisor Bosworth thought she was going to be on for a half hour, but it seems like a half hour. We're going into our fourth segment, so it'll be an hour interview, and we're really just touching the iceberg. And that really is a kudos to you, because the amount of stuff that has been done, still being done, and will be envisioned someday down the road is tremendous. And talking about down the road, I do want to touch on the park. The revisioning or the visioning program for the park is just, and it was unveiled at the State of the Town last Friday, and it was shocking. It really was. I mean,
In a good way.
Oh, in a tremendous way. I mean, talk about us being the most popular place to retire. We'll be number one next year. I mean, really, as this goes into effect, but tell us about it, because this is a huge undertaking.
So, John, thank you for bringing, you know, that up. And I did announce it at the State of the Town, and we're so excited to be moving to the next stage of the visioning for the park. So this didn't just happen. We didn't just say one day, let's do a park.
Yeah, and we need a poster for the State of the Town talk.
Exactly. So we had a series of public meetings in different communities throughout North Hempstead with the purpose of getting input from our residents as to what they would like to see in a park should we have the opportunity to redo it. And so we got so many different suggestions, and we're working with a consultant called Quinnell Rothschild. And so they put together the conceptual plan based on the input that they got from these various meetings. People had the opportunity to go online and give their suggestions. And so we got hundreds and hundreds of suggestions from people. So then after that, we set up a visioning committee, another visioning committee, so that they would have the opportunity as well to discuss the different things that have been suggested.
Right.
And as a result of that, a whole master plan was drawn up. And so certainly want to thank the committee for their guidance in this.
I just want to jump in with one thing.
Yeah.
You know, many people say, oh, another committee, a stupid committee. Committees serve, run properly, they serve a very important purpose, because when something finally gets unveiled and rolled out, it is what the people wanted. And if you do it on your own, then you can have people complain. You can't have people complain because everybody's been reached out to. That was pretty dumb.
You can.
What was that, John?
as it was coming out, I'm saying, please.
So, but the important thing was, so this was based on people who had really taken a very serious interest in what we were doing. And we also asked each council member to suggest people for the committee in an effort to make sure that all the different areas in the town were represented in terms of giving input for this. And so some of the features that we will be including are based very much on what was suggested. A year-round restaurant, an outdoor cafe, we're going to have a performance stage. We're going to have a seasonal ice skating rink. They have one down at Bryan Park, and when it's seasonal, it's because you roll it out for the winter, and then you're able to roll it back up so that in the summer months it's not sitting there idle. It's used as grassy places for picnics. There'll be a sledding hill, volleyball, horseshoes, bocce court. Now, this is going to make Betty Leung very happy. There's going to be pickleball, ping pong. We're going to do a new field that will be a soccer and baseball field. There's going to be a BMX bike track, a multitude of places to sit, relax, just look out in the water. And so the importance was to make sure that we had features that would be very attractive to our senior residents. There would be features, all different kinds of water parks.
Right, right.
That there'll be features that would be attractive to families to come with small children, that there'll be great places, you know, to enjoy concerts, to make the best use of our beach. And, you know, the other thing is also to make sure that we were creating a plan that would be a resiliency plan that also addresses the future climate change and sea level rise that they're predicting. So it's a really comprehensive look at this 90 acres of land to see how we can best utilize it. Right now, when you come into North Hempstead Beach Park, you're greeted with like a sea of concrete. And that concrete is always flooding. If there's a big, really big storm,
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you'll have water. You know,
oh, that's true, because you go up a little bit and then you go down to the water.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. So that's all going to be addressed. It's going to be redone with, plantings so that it when you come into it, it's going to look like you're coming into a recreational place and not an urban, sea of concrete.
I, for one, think it's great. I have used that park since 1971. When it was Hempstead Harbor.
It was two stones and one piece
and
of Bar grass.
Beach.
No, but you're absolutely right.
But I did, and it was used extensively back in those days. I can remember going there. We used to have family picnics, parties, whatever. I played paddleball there. It used to be an in-game. It isn't anymore.
Now it's pickleball.
Now it's pickleball. And But we used to have to go there on a holiday or a weekend to the picnic area. We'd have to go there like 9 o'clock in the morning in order to get tables.
Right.
And over the years, I've witnessed its demise. It went downhill rapidly.
So if you go there on a Sunday, it's still very, that part of it
is
still, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's still very, very well utilized. But it's getting tired looking. And you're so right.
Yes.
It was Hempstead Harbor Beach and it was Bar Beach. And people still refer to it as Bar Beach. That's because part of it was owned by the town of North Hempstead.
Yeah, there was almost a fence. There was a fence.
Yes, there was a fence. And part of it was owned by the county. So we now are responsible for all of it. But this is the first time that we're looking at a plan to really incorporate the whole area and bring it into, into state.
You know,
state
as
of
I say, I think it's a great idea. Port Washington is a kind of a different location for a lot of people to get to. So it really will have to have a lot of features, if you will, to draw people. I was always marketing and sales, so I always look at where is this going, when you get there, how are we going to get people there?
It's going to be so phenomenal that people
will go there.
Will go, and of course, as it's developed, there'll be, a lot of, PR about it and there's that old word of mouth. I mean, if you have something like this is really
going to
be extraordinary. People are going to want to come to it. And I think not only people from North Hempstead, I think it's going to draw, people. And it should serve as an economic boom for the area. People are going to come and they're going to want to be, purchasing things.
Do you have any idea of timing right now? Like, when does this kick off and when do you visualize that it could be finished, if you will?
So let's hope we'll both be there to enjoy it.
I think finished is an evolving proposition.
Right. So to me, a park is never finished. It's always evolving. And,
right.
and I don't mean to be evasive. The next step now.
I know you have to be evasive, all right? So I'm really looking for a non-committed ballpark.
So we now have money in the capital plan for this year to hire an engineering firm. Because we have the master plan and it's based on all the input and Quinnell Rothschild did a beautiful job with the plan, but that's not a plan you can build on. Now you need to have someone come in and really design it, looking at the specs, so that it can then be bid out for people to actually come in and do the construction that's needed. So that's going to happen this year. We're going to be going out to bid, because everything is done by bid. Quinnell Rothschild was, I had never heard of them.
No, I never heard of them.
But they were the people who bid and who had the best vision for going forward, taking into account all the different tides and the water changes, because that's all part of that area. So that's the next step. The next step is to go out, and there's money in the capital plan for that, to have someone come and actually design the park. And part of the importance of this also is, like, right across from West Shore Road, we have 200 acres of, like, really undeveloped land. And I've made a commitment that will remain undeveloped. There had been talk before, I became supervisor, of selling part of that for some development. That's not happening. We want to make sure that we are preserving our wetlands, that we're doing everything that it makes good environmental sense. Part of that, though, is we now have a group called CLIME that is in the process, they're going to be starting in the spring, of developing 5 acres of that park, of the 200 acres, for bike paths and walking paths, hiking paths. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be 5 acres
that's
of that
amazing.
Loops.
And how much?
Nothing. Nothing. They are doing
this
it
there. This woman knows how to make a deal.
One right?
One of my sons got into hot water in that area years ago with a dirt bike.
Yeah, well, exactly. What, right. What the,
that's what they did back there.
No, that's amazing.
No,
that's
so trail, so yeah. we are committed to making sure that these trails are lovely. That will bring you know people there. But CLIMB is an organization that's their mission,
right,
to do these trails, and we've really looked into them. When they do trails, they do a beautiful job on the trails, and they maintain the trails. So this is 5 miles of trails that's now going to be happening this spring. That will just be a great complement to what we're planning on doing at North Hempstead Beach Park. So I would like to say, if anybody wants to see the whole plan, right, they can go to our town website, which is www.northhempsteadny.gov/, and that's our usual website.
Right, okay.
Then /NHBP, which stands for North Hempstead Beach Park Visioning. And so if they go to that site, they can see the plan online. And also, give us any further input. The basic plan is there, but always want to hear what.
And call 311 if you don't have that address.
Exactly.
Which is fine. You're not going to write it down. I think, we're getting close to out of time.
And
I think the most important thing I know to reflect upon is that we have continued under Judy Bosworth to expand the services of Project Independence. And now, literally, Judy's going to the next generation. Because this park is intergenerational. You're going to go to the ice skating. I'm not ice skating, but you're going to get the parents taking their children. And then they're going to go to the restaurant.
You might take your grandchildren.
Cafe. Yeah, you take, that's true. Take the grandchildren. Or you go to the cafe. I mean, the amount of stuff that's going to be rolling out over there is tremendous. So it's just one more thing to live in North Hempstead, not even to retire here.
I use the facility now for family reunion. I get the Jankowski Pavilion every year, mm-hmm, and we have a family reunion there.
So those things are going to be staying there? It's not like we're saying nothing is good.
Right.
You have the plan. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So the plan not only has the plan, but it also has pictures around it, mm-hmm, to give you a visual of some of the things that we're talking about. One of the things also, if I could just say really fast, is there's going to be a waterside dog park. So not where people go swimming, but around the other edge, so that it's a dog park where dogs can actually, run into the water. So
and that's
the dog
huge for
lovers,
people. I know the dog lovers
dog
are going
lovers
wild
are
about
thrilled.
That.
Right.
That's it. We're going to wrap this up. I really want to thank Judy Bosworth, the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead, for taking the time to come here. And just because people want to hear what's going on. And not everybody can come to the state of the town, but every now and then it's great to have an update. Thank you so much.
How much fun was this?
This is great. Well, because Otto's here.
Yeah, right.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio. Go ahead, Otto.
And John Ryan will have his picture taken when he does the polar plunge.
We're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.